Hello, thank you everyone for joining me on this platform once again. My name is Godfest Wong, and first of all, I want to appreciate everyone for listening to me. I want to say thank you for giving me your time, for your comments, your care. I want to say thank you. I love you all. Today, I bring good news to you. And that good news is Jesus loves you. The Lord loves you. That is why He has preserved you and He has kept you alive. He has granted all your desires, everything that you have been believing God for. If not for anything, He has preserved your life so that you will see those things that you are believing Him for to come into actualization in your life. Hallelujah. That is why He also wants us to reciprocate our love towards Him. And what do we need to do? He has given us a mandate. He has given us a commission. He has given us an assignment for us to go and preach this same gospel which has blessed us to people, to all the nations, so that they will also be blessed. Let's quickly read the scripture in the book of Mark, chapter 16. Verse 15, and He said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. If you are a believer listening to me right now, you know that you are a believer, you believe in Christ. You need to go and preach this gospel to every other creature, to all the nations, wherever you have found yourself. This is a mandate God has given to you and I. So we must embark on this duty. One may ask, why are we doing what we are doing? Why are we preaching the gospel? It is because it is a mandate, a great commission God has given to us. As an ambassador of Christ, we must represent Jesus Christ. We must take the gospel to everyone. It does not matter the person's religion, because the word of God said that it is not unto the will of God that men should perish, but that men should come to the knowledge of truth. God wants everyone to know this gospel. God wants this gospel of Jesus Christ to be preached all over the earth. And we are the ones that will make it happen. Because what? We love Jesus. We love God. Hallelujah. So I don't know if you are hearing my voice right now, wherever you are listening from. You know that you're a believer. You know that you strongly believe in this gospel. What you need to do is to take this gospel to the other person that don't know about this gospel, so that this gospel will bless the person and transform the people's life. And that is why God has given us this mandate for us to go and prepare the nation, prepare the whole world for the coming of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon. And if you're not walking with Jesus Christ, oh my God, I don't know, you know that you are missing a lot. But because Jesus Christ is that inheritance we have in God. Hallelujah. So you must preach this gospel. And you are hearing me, you don't know Christ, you don't know Jesus. I would like you to know Jesus. I would like you to take that bold step right now and say, Lord, I want to know you. Jesus, I want to know you. I want to walk with you. I want to develop that relationship with God. And you know that you know Jesus Christ. You know Christ. You are walking in Christ, and you're not taking the gospel to the whole world. You're not being part of publishing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want you right now to make this prayer with me and say, Lord, return me back into the original plan that you have for me, and give me the grace to publish your gospel. Give me the grace to take this gospel to the whole world so that people will be blessed and people's life will be transformed, just like my own life has been transformed. And as you have prayed this prayer today, I want to congratulate you, for because we have prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. You have taken that decision. You want to go and preach this gospel. You want to take the gospel all over the earth. You want to be part of publishing the word of God. You want to be part of publishing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to congratulate you, and I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. You are part of this great army that Jesus is raising, that God is raising all over the world, that will represent Him, that will be bold for Christ, that will be bold for God, that will stand in the truth, that will stand in the right. I want to congratulate you, for because you are blessed. And I want to also, as many as listening to me right now, you are afflicted or you are sick, whatsoever that is afflicting you right now, I want to pray for you. Today, I declare you healed in the name of Jesus Christ. For because the word of God said in that Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents and it will not hurt them. They shall drink deadly thing and it will not hurt them." Hallelujah. I declare upon your life right now, whatsoever demon tormenting you, I command that demon out right now in the name of Jesus. I declare you healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. Be set free, be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I say thank you for all the healings that you have performed in the life of your people. I say thank you for your word have transformed the life of your people. Lord, I say thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. I want to thank every of my friends and listeners today. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being with me. I say you are blessed. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you also. We love you. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.